وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother Muhammad Rashid, I'm sure that I answered your question before. Maybe it's been deleted from your phone, so I will repeat it for you again, no problem. My dear brother is asking about reciting the Fatiha with Tajweed is applicable during the silent prayer or no until the end. The answer, my dear brother, listen, first thing, understand this qa'ida, the Quran, who Allah Jalla wa'ala sent it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sent it through tajweed. Send it with tajweed, with the good recitation, with beautifying the recitation of the Quran. If you understand that, the answer, same, you must understand and realize, same, the Quran being sent from being transferred from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us with the same way exactly, the way of tajweed. So if you understand that, my dear brother, you will know that حفظك الله تعالى وهذا واضح قال الله تعالى ورتلناه ترتيلا. So the evidence of that, the Quran being sent to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم through ترتيل, قال الله تعالى ورتلناه ترتيلا. The Quran came to you مرتل, and Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم used to take the Quran from Jibreel by ترتيل. Same thing, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم taught his companions and transferred the Quran to the companions by ترتيل, and the companion they transferred to the students till our time by ترتيل also. That's why Ibn Jazir رحمه الله تعالى said in his منظومة لأنه به الإله أنزل وهكذا منه إلينا وصلا. Means the tartil and the and tajweed al-qira'ah came from Allah Azza wa Jalla to Muhammad sallam by the same way, and from Muhammad sallam to us with the same way, tartil. ولهذا يقول الله تعالى, that's why Allah جل وعلا saying the Quran, الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به. Those believers who we send the book to them, they give it its right from the correct recitation, from حق التلاوة, from حق التلاوة, the right of the تلاوة. So it's obligate on us whenever we recite Quran to recite it according to the حق التلاوة, to the correct recitation, everyone according to his ability. This qaida applied for any kind of recitation, doesn't matter you are in the prayer or outside the prayer, doesn't matter this prayer is a loud prayer or silent prayer, it's the same, but it's a hukum in Sharia, and all the ahkam in Sharia followed by your ability. So we say it's obligate on you to recite the Fatiha with tartil, with tajweed. This is the new form, the new description for tartil is tajweed. With tajweed or with tartil according to your ability. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. This is a general rule for any reciting Quran as a ibadah. When you recite the Quran as a ibadah, and the purpose for you to recite the Quran is to worship him, means in you are reciting the Quran as a worship, in this situation you need to do tartil, because we have different type of reciting, which is not for ibadah, it's for istidlal. For istidlal, this is different hukm, inshallah we explain in the future, in the end, in the prayer, outside the prayer, in the silent prayer, in the loud prayer, all must recite it by tartil according to your ability. Barakallahu fiqh, because the adilla is amma. All this evidence regarding obligate on us to beautify our recitation, the Quran is a general evidence and no dalil to make it exception even in the silent prayer, but according to your ability. Barakallahu fiqh.